Welcome back in on a Friday night in KMA land. It is Derek. Welcome back in on a Friday night in KMA land. Derek Martin here with you. Barrett Auto Center High School football preview show rolling right into KMA land, Missouri. Huge matchup between Rockport and Nottoway Valley. We got to touch on first and foremost here as this one is on our KMA Extreme with Ethan Hewitt and Seth Morey there providing all the play-by-play on our KMA Extreme. Let's go ahead and hear on the Rockport side of things. It's Dalton Jones.
They are a very, very good football team. Coach Calfee has done an amazing job with the last several years with his squad. He's a good coach and does a great job. They have a lot of athletes. They get them out in space and they get the ball to their guys, and they're hard to bring down because of how athletic they are. They do have some size and some speed. So I expect it to be a very physical football game. And I think it'll be a well-contested football game.
On the other side, Nottoway Valley head coach Alan Calfee talking Rockport.
Rockport's offense is big and physical up front. They do a good job running the ball. Brock Seaback Holmes does a really good job. His O-line does a tremendous job providing gaps for him. And then he does an amazing job finishing runs. So we're going to have to make sure we're sound in our run fits. And then they got Meyer on the edge that can score anytime he touches the ball as well. So defensively, we're going to have our hands full. And we're going to have to make sure we play smart, disciplined football.
Back to Coach Jones on what he thinks will be key for his guys tonight.
We just have to be on our stuff. We have to be understand our overall philosophy is, one play at a time. So we just have to do that. Take it one play at a time, one step at a time, and, hopefully we get some things going our way. I think a key for us will be making sure we can protect the ball. Just that will be a big thing for us is protecting the football, blocking linebackers. They have two really good linebackers. And then we're just going to have to find ways to get them to the ground on defense and make some tackles because they're shifty.
And Coach Calfee with a look at what he believes will be important for his Thunder.
Their defensive front, the same guys up front, are big and physical. We're going to have to make sure we get them blocked up front. And Kidd and Meyer Korth on the back end do a good job. Cook, obviously, at linebacker, has done a good job coming downhill, making his reads and doing a good job with finishing tackles. And then Meyer Korth, you're going to have to identify where he is because he leads the state in picks, I believe.
Once again, Rockport at Nottoway Valley tonight. The 275 Conference on the line. A spot maybe at number one in the state. Also on the line there as Ethan Hewitt and Seth Morey will have the play-by-play at our KMA live stream page, KMAland.com. Also tonight, Stuartsville Osborne's at East Atchison. Casey Martin will be on hand reporting on that one. DeKalb's at Mound City, South Holt's at Platte Valley. Savannah at Maryville, Highway 71 rivalry. Ryan Hartley back at the Hound Pound tonight. MEC Championship, the Highway 71 trophy or sign on the line as well. Head coach for Maryville, Matt Webb.
Oh, they're a juggernaut. You give credit to Anthony Hayes and his coaching staff and their school. I mean, they are, they're undefeated, and that's, 7-0, that's impressive. Great to undefeated. But how have you done it? Well, you look at it, they basically, after week one, they've given up, they've had four shutouts, and basically given up 6 points, on defense. And that's because they absolutely maul people on defense. They're extremely good. They're well coached and they're physical. They're really big on the offensive and defensive line because their kids get in the weight room and their coaches have preached to them and their families and their culture believes that that's important. You watch them run the football and they maul people. They're big and strong. Their quarterbacks are both of them. They got more than one. They got multiple quarterbacks that scare you and hurt you in different ways. And then it's a magnitude of running backs that just continue to run the football and pound you and beat you into submission.
Coach Anthony Hayes on the other side for Savannah taking a look at the matchup.
The kids are amped up, and that's fun, but you also can't make it too big of a deal in terms of that and play outside of yourself, and that's something I learned my first couple times going against them is this is a big game as it is. I don't need to amp it up any more than it already is. We got to focus on the things that win football games and kind of set aside the rivalry, if that makes sense.
One more here from Coach Hayes on what it will take for his team to get the win.
Tremendous focus. It's going to be an awesome atmosphere. It's going to be packed. It's going to be for an outright conference championship. And we can't think about those things, though. Those things are fun. It's going to be the type of atmosphere, the reason why you play high school football. but we have to be locked in one play at a time. And that's what we're going to talk to him all week about, is win that rep, that play. And that's when you win football games, especially big football games, is you stack, let's say you have 60 plays offensively. You got to go 60 for 60. You know, that's got to be your mindset. One play at a time, to win that one rep. And then whatever happens, shake it, and you're on to the next play. So we're going to talk a lot about focusing on what really matters, and that's us playing good, sound, fundamental football.
There you go, Highway 71 rivalry, Highway 71 sign on the line there at the Hound Pound. Ryan Hartley providing reports from that. Also, Albany is at Stanbury, St. Joe Christian's at King City, North Andrews at Princeton, and Worth County going to Pattonsburg. Wiley Ray will be there in Pattonsburg for us tonight providing reports. And we had head coach John Adwell for Worth County looking at this state-rated matchup.
Pattonsburg, they're a good club that, you know, we've always known that they've had some really good athletes down there. You know, they kind of take an aerial attack on you, and you've got to be ready to be able to cover and maybe bend a little bit and just don't break. And, you know, because they're going to make some plays, and, you know, our kids got to understand that they're going to make some plays, and we just got to get ourselves back up and ready to make the next play. And, you know, they, between the Griffith kid and Humphreys and Mays, I mean, they've got some really talented, you know, receivers that can hurt you, and if you let them get loose and get rolling.
Once again, Wiley Ray provides reports from that tonight there in Missouri. Let's go to Nebraska. Nebraska Class B District 2, Platteview is at Plattsmouth, and C1 District 1, Syracuse at Auburn. Undefeated Syracuse facing a test from Auburn, an much improved Auburn team from throughout the year. Kurt Mannion's in Auburn tonight providing reports from that on our Connection show, and we talked with the head coach for Auburn, Mr. Tony Jansen.
Last week, we made way too many unnecessary mistakes, and we did some things I thought that were kind of – we played some kind of selfish ball at times, and we can't do that against a good team like Syracuse. And the other thing that they're going to force is we have to play physical football. As physical as they are and as tough as they are up front, if you don't play physical football, they got the opportunity to just run you off the field. But if we can step up and embrace that challenge, I think we got a great opportunity to compete.
Speaking of Jansen, no relation to Tony, but Will Jansen, the Syracuse star running back, was our latest Jim Hughes Real Estate KMA Land Male Athlete of the Week.
You know, we know this week is a big week, you know, going down to Auburn District Championship. We're ready. You know, we do a big thing of, like, we'll celebrate our wins, you know, that Friday night, Saturday, you know, but once Sunday hits, we'll go into film on Sunday afternoons, and it's all speed ahead for the next week. So we're not looking back, you know, at any. We're taking it one week at a time, going hard every drill and practice. So I think that helps us, you know, not focusing on, because, like, I mean, last year we were focused on Fall City. We weren't worried about Auburn. This year, finally, we're worried about Auburn District Championship this week. So that's going to help us. You know, we know there's a lot at stake this week, so it's doing nothing but getting us better and pushing us more.
Good stuff there. Looking forward to it. Class C1, District 1, district title on the line. Kurt Mannion provides reports from it. Wilbur Claytonia is at Falls City. Nebraska City going to Fairbury. Also, Omaha Brownell Talbot in Class C1, District 2 is at Ashland Greenwood. Gross Catholic at Louisville. In C2, District 1 tonight, Conestoga is at Raymond Central. In D1, District 1 tonight, Omaha Christian Academy at Freeman. In D2, District 1, district title game, Elmwood Murdoch at Weeping Water. Let's hear from both sides. First, Lance Steffen, head coach for the Knights.
Turn explosive. The team, you know, you kind of watch them in the background, you know, you hope you put yourself in a place where you're going to be playing for a district championship in week 8, and so kind of looking at it from the side of our eye more than anything else. But you know, they're an explosive offense, opportunistic defense. They've got really, really good players that, you know, we've come to recognize here over the last couple of years, a lot of the same guys. And so it's going to be a challenge for us, and just like the rest of our season, we wouldn't want it any other way.
And Weeping Water head coach Chris Smith on the matchup.
They're a very fundamental team. They block well, they tackle well. They're not going to mess up. You know, they're not going to give you anything. You're going to have to take everything from them. They're just, you know, they got a very good athletic quarterback. They're a lot like us. They want to run the football. That's they'll mix in some play action pass, but you know, they really want to run the ball and control the line of scrimmage, and we're going to have to do a really good job of making sure we get that accomplished if we're going to have a chance on Friday.
Great stuff right there. Elmwood Murdoch, Weeping Water. Pete Turner is in Weeping Water tonight, providing reports from the D2 District 1 championship game. Falls City Sacred Heart also hosting Cedar Bluffs tonight, and then in six-player District 1, Sterling is at Parkview Christian. We've gone as far as we can possibly go tonight, and we are going to go ahead and say goodbye on the Baronado Center High School Football Preview Show, the Connection Show, Week 8 coming up.